Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Thursday, February 13th, is the Feast of Saint Jordan of Saxony, Dominican priest. And these are today's headlines. Europe's bishops call for peace to be restored in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International organizations warn of dramatic increases in child deaths and injuries in Haiti. And the U.S. bishops express gratitude to Pope Francis for his letter in support of their efforts to assist migrants. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. As the European Parliament prepared to vote on a resolution regarding the Democratic Republic of Congo later this week, Bishop Mariano Crociata, the president of the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union, COMICE, has expressed his deep sorrow at the ongoing humanitarian catastrophe unfolding in the country. In a statement released on Wednesday, the European bishops call for an end to attacks by the M23 militia and for peace to be restored. Francesca Merlo has this report.
Bishop Mariano Crociata has made an urgent appeal for action from the European Union and the international community to end the fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He insists that this cannot happen without stopping Rwanda's alleged support for the M23 rebel group. These are the key points of his statement, issued ahead of a European Parliament vote on the resolution to tackle the escalating violence in the east of the country. As M23 rebels advance towards Bukavu, the church continues to support those forced to flee. The crisis is centered in North Kivu, where M23 rebels have recently seized control of Goma. Bishop Crociata describes the situation as a catastrophe, citing UN figures. Around 3,000 people have been killed so far and more than 1 million displaced. His appeal follows a deeply moving testimony from Bishop Willy Ngumbi Ngengele, the Bishop of Goma, which was presented to the COMICE Secretariat. The bishop welcomes Brussels' recent approval of a €60 million humanitarian aid package for DRC. He also supports a roadmap put forward by the local Catholic and Protestant churches to end the violence and promote peaceful coexistence and social cohesion. In his message, Bishop Crociata stresses the need for greater efforts to protect civilians and ensure they have proper access to humanitarian aid. He also calls on local authorities and the international community to do everything possible to resolve the conflict peacefully. Bishop Crociata warns that Rwanda's alleged involvement in supporting the rebels would be a serious violation of international law, and he urges international institutions to uphold their values and principles and, if necessary, impose targeted sanctions, including a reassessment of economic cooperation. Finally, Bishop Crociata highlights the Democratic Republic of Congo's extractive industries as a key driver of the conflict and calls for greater transparency in the sector. I'm Francesca Merlo.
Elsewhere, as violence and insecurity overwhelm the Caribbean nation of Haiti, UNICEF and Save the Children have sounded the alarm on dramatic increases in child death and injuries, and in particular, on the rise in sexual violence against children. Deborah Castellano-Lubov has this report.
Haiti has experienced dramatic increases in child sexual violence, death, and injury, according to recent statements of the UN's Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the international charitable organization Save the Children. Last week, the UN Children's Fund decried a tenfold rise in sexual violence against children in Haiti, recorded from 2023 to last year, as armed groups inflict unimaginable horrors on children. UNICEF Global spokesperson James Elder decried that a staggering 1,000% rise in sexual violence against children in Haiti has turned their bodies into battlegrounds. Elder had visited the nation's capital of Port-au-Prince, where armed violence is overwhelming communities, especially affecting children. The UNICEF spokesperson stressed that armed groups now control 85% of the capital. Many children, he explained, are taken by force. Others are manipulated or driven by extreme poverty. It's a lethal cycle, he said, that children are recruited into groups that fuel their own suffering. Essential services, Elder observed, have collapsed. Hospitals are overwhelmed. More than than half of Haiti's health facilities lack the equipment and medication to treat children in emergencies. On Monday, Save the Children likewise spoke of the absolute increase in child death and injuries in 2024. During the year, the organization stated an average of about 24 children were killed or injured each month, making 2024 the deadliest year for children and their families since violence escalated 3 years ago. According to an analysis of UN data, it noted, last year armed groups in Haiti killed or injured 289 children, an increase of 68% compared to 172 in 2023. However, Save the Children points out, the actual number of child victims is likely much higher. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Archbishop Timothy Broglia, the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, has thanked Pope Francis for his letter to the bishops in the United States regarding their support for migrants. As Joseph Tulloch reports, Archbishop Broglia expressed gratitude to the Pope for his encouragement to the bishops to continue their pastoral work for those most in need.
Boldly, I ask for your continued prayers so that we might find the courage as a nation to build a more humane system of immigration, one that protects our communities while safeguarding the dignity of all. Those were the words of Archbishop Timothy Broglia, president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, in his letter of gratitude to the Pope for a message on migration that he sent to the US bishops earlier this week. On behalf of the bishops in the United States, Archbishop Broglia began, I have the honour to acknowledge your February 11th letter and express deep gratitude for your prayerful support. As successor to St. Peter, he said, you call not only every Catholic, but every Christian to what unites us in faith, offering the hope of Jesus Christ to every person, citizen, and immigrant alike. In these times of fear and confusion, the USCCB's president said, we must be ready to answer our Saviour's question, what have you done for the least of these? Moreover, Archbishop Broglia invited all the faithful to join together in praying to the Lord that families suffering from the sudden withdrawal of aid might find the strength to endure. With you, the US Archbishop said, we pray that the US government might keep its prior commitments to help those in desperate need. In his letter, the USCCB president also called upon the people of God to show mercy and generosity in supporting Catholic Relief Service's national collection this Lent, so that the void in funding might be filled with the efforts of all. I'm Joseph Tulloch.
Lay people and religious women and men from around the world are taking part in a formation workshop in Rome for promoters of justice, peace, and integrity of creation. The annual workshop, promoted by the International Union of Superiors General and the Union of Superiors General, is taking place with the theme Pilgrims of Hope for Systemic Transformation for the Common Good of All Creation. Sister Greta Fernandez, the Mission Secretary of the Missionary Sisters Servants of the Holy Spirit, is taking part in the workshop and spoke with Vatican Media about its goals.
This workshop is for the new promoters who are working in justice, peace, and integrity of creation. So the main objectives are to deepen the JPIC understanding, also to exchange knowledge and experiences as we come from different backgrounds, different congregations, and various types of ministries related to justice, peace, and integrity of creation. This is also a time to enhance collaboration among the members and among different organizations, and finally, to commit to social transformation. These are challenging times for all of us, and especially for those of us who are working with peoples living on the margins or are forced to live on the margins. So for us, we are invited again to rekindle hope. As we read in the Romans chapter 5, verse 5, hope does not disappoint. It is very important for us as JPIC promoters to focus on our ministry and not get distracted with some of the current negative events, and to be with the people who are forced to be on the margins and to bring hope for them.
And that was Sister Greta Fernandez of the Missionary Sisters Servants of the Holy Spirit. Finally, dozens of officials from national governments and international organizations gathered in the Vatican on Thursday for a high-level dialogue on tax justice and solidarity. The conference was organized by the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences. Vatican Radio spoke with Sister Helen Alford, the president of the Academy, about the importance of the event.
Well, it's really important in the Jubilee year to talk about a question like tax, which is fundamental to building a common good. And this question of renewal, of launching hope, it's crucial that we should have the resources to recalibrate, to start this new 50-year period, if you're like. If we think about the old Jubilee, in the Jubilee year, you get a reorganization of resources, which then help to recalibrate, and we start again a new period. So this is a kind of very much connecting with the original biblical idea that we should be rethinking, restarting, allowing the excluded to be re-included again. And talking about tax is crucial because, as Joe Stiglitz was saying, we have a system that was set up more than 100 years ago and isn't able really to deal with the situation that we're in now. So rethinking in the light of the Jubilee, that system is a crucial topic that the Social Sciences Academy and the Church itself wants to be able to be doing.
What role, if any, can the Vatican have in this very important task?
Well, I think the most important role is inspiring and convening. You can see at this meeting here, we have people from across the spectrum, international organizations, national governments and national leaders, very important high-tech economists, leaders in government administrations like the European Commission, on and on and on and on. They're all here. Why? Because they recognize that the Catholic Church, and especially the Pope, has a crucial guiding role in the world today. A moral voice, a voice that can inspire at least 1.4 billion people who belong to the Catholic Church, but way beyond that as well, through the accords with the Muslims, you know, and just people of goodwill in general. So they recognize the very, very crucial role that the Holy See can play. We have real problems in the UN. We have real problems in other international fora to actually discuss these questions and come to some kind of agreements across different positions. So this makes what we can do in a body like the Academy of Social Sciences even more important. People can meet here. They can feel welcome, they can share, they can talk about ideas that would be very difficult for them to talk about anywhere else. So we can create new thinking, we can create new possibilities, all connected with the motivation, the inspiration that we get from faith and from a strong moral teaching in the world today.
And that was Sister Helen Alford, the president of the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences. She is speaking there with Vatican Radio's Joseph Tulloch at the Academy's high-level dialogue on tax justice and solidarity. And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we do invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal at www.vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch our latest updates on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Many thanks this afternoon go to our producers and to our technicians in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.